Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Let's talk about COVID. And it's not specific to COVID, but there's a mental exhaustion that we're hearing about now.
We'll use the word pandemic because it's not just the virus itself.
True.
It's the ramification of the virus.
Yeah.
Many people are not experiencing the virus, but they're experiencing the pandemic.
Yeah, that's actually an excellent distinction for sure. And the exhaustion from that.
Oh.
Now, this happens at other times, but what we're seeing is it's amplified, right? And it's maybe a little bit more complicated now because if you're towards the tail end of your career, or two-thirds of the way through the career, you could be in a position where you're getting mentally exhausted, but you may not quite be ready to retire. I can't look for another job right now, maybe because of what's going on in the environment.
Yeah, and that's interesting you bring that up because, you know, we're in a position where people call us up and say, "Can I retire?"
Right.
So we get anecdotal evidence.
Right.
And then you take it a couple steps further, and I'm on this retirement chat on Facebook where there's thousands amongst thousands of attendees to this chat group all across North America. So it's not an Alberta thing or a Calgary thing. This is a North American dialogue, and people are tired, exhausted, and in fear of if they can retire.
Right.
And they don't know. So they're literally asking everybody else in the group, "Okay, look, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. What do I have to do to get prepared for retirement?"
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting advice from people who are feeling the exact same thing you're feeling.
Right.
Right. It's very interesting being part of this chat group and how and where they get their information from. This is why one thing that we do on this show is to try to educate and inform people so that they've got some sort of process mm-hmm. they can go through that will help them in these situations. And I think with the ongoing fear, the ongoing stress levels that are happening during this pandemic, people are really considering and scared of going to retirement.
Yeah. Yes.
So what do we do?
More than normal, right?
More than
normal.
Oh, yeah.
So how do we take that fear out? So first of all, let me tell you where that fear comes from, because there's a very real reason why when you go through this transition, right, you're quaking in your boots a little bit. And mm-hmm. that's because if you think about anybody that's familiar with Maslow's hierarchy of needs will know that pyramid, at the very base of the pyramid is feeding yourself and feeding the family. Okay, let's assume that we're not there. That next level is security.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you think about leaving the job, something you perhaps have done for a very long time.
Yeah.
Leaving the paycheck behind, right? If you don't have a defined benefit plan, right, then there's this gap, this income fear of losing that. So that security, that base of security has been shaken.
Yeah.
That's what you will experience. If you're in a couple, probably one of the two of you, if not both of you, will experience this. And so think about that, right? If I know that's taking place, and what do I need to do? I need to work backwards to figure out how to stabilize that base of the pyramid again
uh-huh.
to allow me to enjoy the experience of retirement. And so the process you have to go through is number one, I think you've got to be honest about whether or not you're done. So are you done? And listen, being done doesn't mean you're done forever.
Yeah.
It could be a temporary step, right?
Yeah.
So you could just say, I'm
done for now.
Yeah, we do a lot. And you may go back later. That's
okay. Michael Jordan.
Yeah, you know, that's right.
Leave and then come back.
Yeah, just come back with number 23. Don't try to change your number.
So I think that's a very important piece is because you could be done for now and then come and do something different.
But address now.
Yeah, and I think this is where I wish our industry, media, and so forth would just change the word from retirement to financial independence.
Fair.
I think financial independence gives you the choice to do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I've always said retirement may be chosen upon you for whatever reason, health, loss of job, whatever.
Yep.
But financial independence puts the power in your hands.
Okay. So how do we figure that out? Because you're right. Right. And establish and build that base again.
Yeah.
Number one, be realistic. Are you done for now? Is this a trend? You've got to make the decision. The pressure leading up to the decision is very, very difficult.
Yeah.
Make the decision. You'll have a pressure release right there.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you make that decision? You probably should do some analysis first.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So get control by establishing either on your own or with your partner. What is lifestyle going to look like for the next little while? So what are you going to do?
Yeah.
there's going to be some cost attached to whatever you decide there.
Correct.
Let's be realistic about what that is. And I don't mean, again, just feeding the family. What's the experience that you're going to have?
Yeah.
Put some pen to paper. Take a little bit of time. Figure that out.
Yeah.
Right? And then you need to meet with somebody who's got some experience in this area, a, you know, certified financial planner.
Well, this is where a retirement transition specialist comes into play.
Yeah.
Because, yes, I'm a certified financial planner. There's a whole bunch of them out there. There are a whole bunch of advisors out there. Yeah. But this is where you need a specialist that comes on board. And that there's, for the specialists that are out there, that this is the reason why they do what they do.
Yeah.
And so going to a specialist and understanding your options.
Yeah.
Understanding what the numbers may look like.
Right.
Right? And how does this all work?
Right.
Financially first. Just get the financial so you're independent financially. Then you can get mentally prepared to do it or not.
Yeah, then the step. But there's the step ahead of the financials is you got to think about what are you transitioning to, right? I can't stress this enough. We've talked about this for a decade.
Yeah.
Right? But we see it happen all the time where it's, I'm done, I'm leaving this. That's not enough.
Yeah.
I'm leaving this to go where?
Yeah.
Okay. And it can change. The destination can change, but you have to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Right? Because there's a big gap you
have
to fill.
And that's a very scary part there, Dave.
Right.
When we say you have to know what you're retiring to, not only what you're retiring from, you may not know what you're retiring to. You just know you want to leave what you're leaving.
Right.
And so having that sense of security.
Right.
The financial and emotional security that you're ready to move on to whatever challenge or whatever you want to lead with in your future, at least you know you're prepared.
Right. Right. And it's going to change. I mean, this is the important thing. You can't make a decision of what you're going to do for the rest of your life if you're 60 years old.
Yeah.
It's going to change.
For sure.
So don't put that kind of pressure on yourself, right? Just get to the retirement. So what are you going to do? We always talk about the first 2 years.
Yeah.
It's the honeymoon period.
Honeymoon phase of retirement.
Right.
Absolutely.
Now, lots of things happen in the honeymoon.
Yeah.
That's not where I want to live, or I don't want to travel there all the time, or I can't golf every day, or I really do enjoy some aspects of my job, or I want to work a little bit, and I'm going to go back and do this. There's a whole bunch of things.
Yeah, you're figuring it out.
That's exactly right. So here's the step, right? We know what we're leaving. I'm exhausted. I've got to make this decision. Where are you going? For the next 2 years, where are you going to go? Great. What's it going to cost to go there? Right? And I don't mean physical place, just to have the experience you want.
Yeah.
Okay. Put some numbers to that. Okay. Do your planning. Build that security, that mental security, emotional security, and ultimately that's driven by, do the financial numbers work?
Yeah.
And then it's going to evolve. Right? It will.
It'll change every 24 months in our experience.
All the time.
Retiring hundreds of times with our clients, I can tell you that your vision of what you want to do in retirement will change every 24 months, every 2 years. The clients come back to us and say, I want to tweak it, or something big's changed in my life, and now I want to do the following. And that adjusts the numbers. So
if you're exhausted and you're facing this, take a step back, have a glass of wine with your spouse, sit down, figure out where the destination is, what does it look like for the next 2 years, then connect with a professional that can help you reaffirm that base, that your security that is there, and that you can take that step.
This is a very vulnerable stage in life and requires a specialist to help you along the way. So I definitely say that, you know, don't just pick anybody to help you through this. Make sure you pick the right team. And I use the word team as importance because there's financial, there's emotional side of things that can help you through this, that do this for a living.
Yeah. Don't accept we do that too. We talk about it all the time.
All the
time. This is not a general practitioner. We do that too. That's not good enough. This is the rest of your life.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't accept that at all. And so when you're going through this process, there are steps you need to take. Why don't we talk about to our listeners that they have the opportunity to listen to our process?
Yeah. And listen, I think this is an important time to throw it in. This we're just educating about what we think those steps are to get you ready transitioning into and living through retirement, right? This is purely an educational process that we want to. So if you're thinking about that, join us. There's no cost. There's no risk. There's no obligation on your part. We just want to share with you how we think you do it effectively. And we've seen it done effectively hundreds of times.
Yeah. So you'll be joining us on Tuesday, September the 22nd, 7 p.m. live online. But you need to register. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR. We look forward to chatting with you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets, Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets, Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.